The little Dutchman drove a spigot into the bunghole of the keg. And as each of the others stepped up to the keg, he was given a cup of the mysterious liquid. I suddenly realized that I had eaten nothing since I left home, and the long climb up the mountain had made me thirsty. The little Dutchman must have realized this too, because as the last of the men filled his cup, I felt a tug on my coat.
Von Winkle, you are thirsty, yeah?
Why, yes, I am.
So, here's a cup for you also.
Thank you. I'm also tired after my long climb. Do you mind if I sit down?
Sit, stand. It makes no difference to me.
I sat down with my back against a large fir tree. Oh, it felt good to sit and relax.
Drink, Von Winkle. Drink.
I remember hearing the little Dutchman laughing as I raised the cup to my lips and took a drink of the liquid that had been in the cask. It was something I had never tasted before, but it was very good. I took another drink, and another. And soon the cup was empty. I do not remember anything after that, for I must have fallen asleep. I do not know how long I slept, but when I awoke, I was as you see me now, old and gray. The little Dutchman, the others were gone. There was no sign that they had ever been there. I whistled for Wolf, but he didn't answer. Then I looked around for my squirrel gun, but in place of the clean, shining gun I had taken with me when I left home, there was nothing but an old, rusted firelock, its stock bleached and cracked. Was this some kind of joke I wanted? But I knew it would be no joke when I got home and had to face my wife and explain where I'd been all night. Well, I made my way down the mountain, but everything seemed different. Where I remembered trees, there was nothing but fields. Where there had been a brook, there was only dried pebbles. When I finally reached my house, there was no house. The roof had fallen in, the windows were all broken, and the door, what was left of it, was hanging on a rusty hinge. There was no sign of my wife, my children, or my dog, Wolf. There was an old, half-starved mongrel lying in the weeds which filled the doorway. But he growled when he saw me. I could not imagine what had happened since I had left home the morning before. But perhaps someone in the village could tell me. But when I reached the village, the biggest surprise of all was waiting for me. The inn was still there, but it had been changed and seemed larger. The sign over the door was changed too. The face of King George was still there, but his red coat was now painted blue and white. In his hand, he held a sword instead of a scepter, and underneath was the name George Washington. The big shade tree was gone, and in its place was a flagpole flying a strange flag with red and white stripes and stars on it. Next to it, a young man stood on a box speaking to a group of people. I walked over to hear what he was saying.
And if we are to keep our rights as citizens, then we must vote in the coming election. Every one of us must vote. Let us not forget the heroes of 76 who fought and died on Bunker Hill, who froze at Valley Forge, who gave us our independence from England.
Independence from England? That's nothing but a rumor.
A rumor, old man? Old George III would turn in his grave if he thought that was true. Tell me, old man, how do you vote in this election?
Vote?
Yes, are you federal or Democrat?
I don't understand your words. I know nothing about a federal or a Democrat. I'm a loyal subject of the king.
The king? What sort of treason is this?
What? Please, you confuse me. I've come here looking for friends who are usually at the tavern.
Friends? What friends? Name them, old man.
Where's Nicholas Vedder?
Vedder? Oh, Nicholas Vedder. My father told me about him. He's been dead and buried at least 18 years.
Dead? And buried? 18 years?
Mm-hmm.
And Brom Dutcher?
I remember him. Joined the army at the beginning of the revolution. Never came back.
And Van Bummel, the schoolmaster?
He was in the war, too. Became a general, he did. And now he's in Congress. Who else, old man?
And Rip? Rip? Does anybody remember Rip Van Winkle?
Yes. I know Rip Van Winkle. He's my brother. That's Rip leaning against the fence over there.
But he's just a young man.
He's 25. But just as lazy as his father was.
What is your name, child?
Judith Gardiner.
And your father's name is?
My father's name was Rip Van Winkle. But he left home 20 years ago when I was just a little girl, and no trace of him was ever found.
And your mother?
My mother died years ago while she was scolding a peddler who stopped at our door. But why do you ask these questions, old man? Who are you?
Do you remember the long braids you used to have, Judith? And how your mother would tie them with red ribbons?
Yes.
And do you remember how you fell in the brook at the excitement of catching your first fish?
Yes.
And the doll you had made of cherry wood? And how your brother used to call you Jithy because he couldn't pronounce your name?
Yes, I remember. But how do you... Who are you?
Don't you know me, Judith? I'm your father.
Oh, it's Rip Van Winkle.
Young Rip Van Winkle once. Old Rip Van Winkle now. What a happy moment it was when Judith realized that I truly was her father, Rip Van Winkle. Well, I live with Judith and her husband now. I can't remember the number of times my grandchildren have asked me to tell them the story of how I went into the mountains and slept for 20 years, which to me was but a single night. And now that I have told you my story, I still don't understand how it could have happened. Do you?